you tell me about your involvement with the Coast Guard service and how it began?
As far as I can remember, I joined in 1972, and where we were fishing, and we all knew each other in Ventnor and along the shore and what have you. Jim Blake was in charge of the Ventnor Coast Guard, and Dave Wheeler, my friend Dave, was in it, and various other people I knew, and he said, asked me if I'd like to join. It was one at that time. That's what you did. You were asked to join, you know, by somebody that knew you. So that's how I started. And you originally started, I can't remember the term now. It's sort of like a coast watcher or something, wasn't it? There used to be a hut thing up on Woody Head, which is where we went to do bad weather watches. We used to do, it was good in those days, we used to do 4 drills a year, you know, practice drills. You were paid in cash. The Coast Guard would come over from the mainland, and you had a little suitcase with the cash in, and you were paid in cash. And then you would, then we had an arrangement with the Walmer Castle, which is South Street. They would put on some sandwiches and stuff, and we'd go in there afterwards, and we'd spend. It was only 2-3 quid, you know. And we'd have an evening out on the Coast Guard, in effect, which was, it was nice. It was a good thing. And other than that, all we did was call outs. So you had to be available for a call out, you know. So if there's some whatever happened, you had to be available to. And they'd fire a maroon to. Sounds archaic now, doesn't it, with all the electronics, but that's how it was. And the maroon was fired from the Coast Guard hut, which was in West Street in Ventnor. And it did go off with a bang too.